Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Drama of the Gifted Child by Alice Miller. First published in 1979, this international bestseller explores the deep and often painful realities that shape our adult lives from repressed childhood experiences. Miller, an esteemed psychologist and psychoanalyst, argues that unresolved negative emotions from our youth can lead to unfulfilled adult lives and even influence how we parent our own children. She emphasizes the liberation found through confronting and healing these past wounds. The Drama of the Gifted Child is a crucial read for anyone who has ever felt a sense of emptiness, as well as individuals grappling with depression or addiction. It's particularly insightful for parents and parents-to-be, guiding them to prevent the cycle of emotional suppression within their families. Alice Miller's expertise is reflected in her array of acclaimed books, which include The Truth Will Set You Free and Breaking Down the Wall of Silence. Her work offers profound insights into the impact of childhood experiences on adult life and the transformative power of emotional healing. The Drama of the Gifted Child: The Search for the True Self. Introduction: Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood: How Facing Your Past Can Free Your Future. How often do you find yourself in a family gathering, suddenly feeling like a child again, engulfed in familiar yet uncomfortable emotions that stir up long-forgotten conflicts? It may seem as though your childhood is squarely in the rearview mirror, but think again. Many adults carry with them unresolved and often painful memories from their early years. If these memories remain unaddressed, they can manifest into more severe issues than just awkward holiday dinners. From emotional instability and addiction to hindering one's true potential, the shadows of childhood can loom large over many aspects of adult life. Despite this significant influence, it's common for many to disregard the impact of their earlier years. So, what's the best way forward? This narrative will guide you through understanding why individuals often dismiss the relevance of their childhood experiences, the impactful consequences that stem from childhood neglect or abandonment, the dangers associated with intense parental expectations and pressures. By confronting these themes, we can start peeling back the layers of our past to pave the way towards a more authentic and liberated self. Part 1: Unveiling Hidden Scars, the Enduring Emotional Burden of Suppressed Childhood Memories. Have you ever felt an inexplicable void, a sense of something missing from your life, even when everything seems fine on the surface? This feeling is surprisingly common, but have you wondered why? Many adults find themselves distant from their own emotions, a phenomenon frequently encountered in therapeutic settings. Patients often express an inability to feel anything, be it shame, jealousy, or even joy. Emotions enrich our lives, painting our experiences with color and meaning. Without them, existence can feel hollow. This emotional disconnection frequently has its roots in one's early years. Although many remember childhood as a carefree period of protection and play, it is also a critical time for emotional development, during which many learn to suppress their true feelings. Approval and love from parents often come at the cost of hiding how one truly feels. Take, for instance, a child under the thumb of a controlling father. Such a child learns early on to follow orders and suppress personal desires to avoid conflict or punishment. If subjected to physical abuse, the learning is even harsher. Hide your pain and tears to not further provoke an already volatile situation. Similarly, an overly intrusive mother can severely disturb a child's natural development. Alice Miller, in her Profound Explorations, recalls a disturbing account of a mother who inappropriately touched her son nearing puberty, a violation that deeply skewed his later sexual identity. Children raised in such environments frequently grow up to be adults who are out of touch with their own emotions. Suppressing feelings and memories doesn't just bury the past, it often plants the seeds for long-term psychological struggles. Engaging with and healing these childhood wounds is crucial for reclaiming the full spectrum of emotional life. Part 2, From Childhood Shadows to Adult Actions, How Suppressed Emotions Shape Destructive Behaviors. It's easy to mistake certain adult behaviors such as sexual fetishism, promiscuity, or substance abuse as mere lifestyle choices. However, the underlying causes are often far more complex and rooted in the dark corners of one's childhood. Repressed emotions do not simply vanish. They find ways to manifest themselves in adulthood, often in forms that society might deem acceptable or merely unconventional. However, in truth, individuals engaging in such behaviors are often imprisoned by unresolved childhood traumas. Adults, unlike children, are expected to regulate their emotions to fit into societal norms. But when they sidestep confronting painful memories from their youth, these emotions can resurface destructively. For instance, someone may develop complex sexual fetishes or engage in numerous casual sexual encounters as an escape mechanism, avoiding genuine emotional intimacy. Others may turn to alcohol or drugs as a way to drown out the emotional turbulence stirring within them. Fortunately, there is a pathway to change. Addressing these buried childhood memories can profoundly transform harmful adult behaviors. This process is neither quick nor easy, often requiring therapeutic intervention, but the results can be life-changing. Through therapy, when individuals reconnect with their childhood selves, they begin to establish a healthier relationship with their emotions as adults. Alice Miller presents the case of Peter, a man who had been a compulsive womanizer. His reckless pursuit of numerous partners had caused considerable pain. Yet when he acknowledged and confronted the loneliness of his childhood, stemming from a neglectful mother, he was able to forge a healthy, lasting romantic relationship for the first time. Such stories highlight the powerful connection between our past and present selves. By facing the shadows of their childhood, individuals like Peter can liberate themselves and embrace their true identities, ultimately making peace with who they are and whom they aspire to be. Part 3. The Paradox of the Gifted. High Achievers with Hidden Pains. It's a common theme in the tales of legendary composers, renowned writers, and celebrated artists. Despite their immense talent and success, many such figures have battled severe depression throughout their lives. How is it that individuals who appear to have it all can feel so profoundly empty and unhappy? Gifted individuals often harbor a deep-seated belief in their own exceptional importance and potential, a belief that drives their creative and professional endeavors. However, this sense of grandiosity can be a hallmark of repressed emotional issues from childhood, and it frequently coexists with depressive tendencies. The roots of this problem often trace back to demanding parental expectations. Children under such pressures learn to place enormous demands on themselves, striving to achieve beyond the norm to maintain their self-worth. Yet, there comes a point where achieving more becomes unsustainable, leaving the only path forward a steep descent into the depths of depression. Historical studies, like one conducted in 1954, revealed that individuals who experienced manic depression often faced immense pressures during childhood, including high expectations and substantial neglect in instances of failure. Such environments teach children that failure is unacceptable, setting them up for emotional turmoil when they inevitably encounter setbacks in adulthood. Depression, then, emerges as a manifestation of unresolved emotional repression. It takes root when the inner child, long unaccepted and conditional upon accomplishments for affection, realizes that achievements cannot eternally secure love. Without confronting and healing these childhood wounds, adults may find themselves spiraling deeper into depression as they age. Tragically, this cycle not only affects the individuals but can also be transmitted to the next generation, perpetuating a legacy of emotional distress and unfulfilled potential. Part 4. The Legacy of Unresolved Trauma, How It Shapes Generations. Imagine a cycle that perpetuates through generations, whereby each set of parents, trapped by their own unresolved childhood issues, unknowingly imposes emotional burdens on their children. This pattern often begins with adults who, reflecting on their own unfulfilled childhoods, vow to give their children the lives they themselves were denied. Driven by a desire to be the perfect parents, they inadvertently introduce new forms of pressure. Naturally, most parents aspire to better the lives of their children, hoping to equip them with more happiness and fulfillment than they experienced. A parent who felt unloved in their childhood might go to great lengths to ensure that their own children feel cherished. However, this well-meaning intention can backfire. Children, highly perceptive to their parents' expectations, may feel compelled to suppress any negative emotions, like sadness or anger, to maintain the facade of a perpetually happy childhood. This suppression is a learnt behavior, one that mirrors the emotional denial their parents experienced. Thus, the cycle of repressing significant emotions continues, spinning forward into another generation. Without confronting and resolving these deep-seated emotional wounds, parents risk passing similar struggles onto their children, who may grow up to replicate these patterns themselves. This perpetuates a lineage of emotional dysfunction, making it challenging for future generations to break free and cultivate genuine emotional well-being. Take the example of a mother who reached out to Alice Miller, struggling with her ability to connect with her children. Through therapy, she unearthed painful memories of being unloved for who she was by her own mother. This breakthrough allowed her to approach parenthood differently with her third child. Unlike her previous attempts to create an idealized version of her childhood through her kids, she learned to accept and love her child unconditionally for who they are. This story highlights the transformative power of addressing and healing one's past. By coming to terms with their own childhood traumas, parents can ultimately break the cycle, fostering a healthier emotional environment for their children and future generations. Part 5. Embracing Authenticity: How True Self-Realization Transforms Societies. The journey through past traumas and repressed emotions often paints a somber picture. Yet what transpires when an individual successfully navigates this terrain is nothing short of inspiring. Indeed, transcending one's dark memories is not only possible, but it also paves the way for profound personal and societal transformation. Individuals who courageously face and work through their repressed emotions unlock the ability to truly live life to its fullest. They shed the burdens of self-contempt, hatred, and destructive patterns. For the first time, they fully embrace the spectrum of their emotions, allowing themselves to experience love, grief, joy, and anger authentically without repression. This metamorphosis has a ripple effect that extends beyond the individual. Therapy clients who have reconciled with their past traumas often report a newfound ability to be genuinely themselves. This authenticity fosters healthier, more open relationships within families, as individuals empowered by self-acceptance are more inclined to accept others as they are. Consider the influence of such transformations in broader contexts: social interactions, community engagement, even leadership. For example, a woman who once overcompensated for her feelings of shame related to her submissive mother might find balance in her relationships, ceasing to exert unnecessary control over her partner. Similarly, leaders who have reconciled their internal conflicts are less likely to project their insecurities onto others, such as minorities or dissenting voices. Ultimately, embracing one's true self is catalytic, not just for personal liberation, but for societal betterment. When individuals resolve their childhood traumas and embrace their authentic identities, the impact transcends the personal. It promotes a more empathetic, understanding, and inclusive society. This is the profound power of personal transformation. When you free yourself from the chains of your past, you not only liberate your future, but also contribute positively to the world around you. Final summary. The core insights from this enlightening narrative reveal a profound truth. The origins of many adult afflictions, such as depression, addiction, and an overarching sense of life dissatisfaction, often traced back to childhood experiences. Unbeknownst to many, the emotional distress and habits formed in the early years can shape and shadow one's whole life. Throughout childhood, individuals commonly learn to suppress certain emotions to gain parental approval or to avoid conflict. These repressed emotions don't simply fade away. Instead, they tend to emerge later in life, manifesting through various undesirable or harmful behaviors in adulthood. The challenge, therefore, lies in confronting these buried memories and emotional wounds. Recovery and true self-actualization can only begin when these deep-seated issues are bravely faced and worked through. By addressing the past and understanding its impact on the present, individuals can free themselves from the constraints of their repressed emotions and commence a journey towards a fulfilled and authentic life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.